Okay. All right, so
this could be a school lesson, right? Recording.
Who's gonna go first?
Communication.
I'm doing first for the questions.
Okay. So you're gonna first of all introduce yourself. So Hannah, yeah. Susie, why don't you?
Did that one work? Did you already record the beginning, or
you talk them through introducing themselves?
Talk them through. Oh, okay. So we'll start with. Tell me your name, your age, and your grade, and one interesting thing about yourself you think people might want to know.
I'm Hannah Stoller. I'm 11. I'm in fifth grade, and the one thing interesting fact about myself is that I'm homeschooled. I stay at home, and my mom does school at home with us. So we don't go to public school, so we're homeschooled.
Okay, now how about the other one sitting over there? Go ahead.
I'm Heidi Stoller, Hannah's sister, and I'm 9 and in the fifth grade because when I was 4, I did kindergarten along with my sister. And one interesting fact is that I really love horses, and I really wish I had one. But we live in town, so that's out of the question.
And what's your favorite horse? You know a lot about horses.
I like Arabians and Thoroughbreds.
All right, so these are our nieces. We also have a nephew and another little niece, but they thought watching a video would be much more fun than doing a podcast, so they're not joining us today, but our nieces Hannah and Heidi really wanted to ask us a few questions. They thought it would be great to be on the podcast today, so we're going to start with Hannah. She's going to ask a few questions.
These are for Brian. Why do you hunt squirrels?
Because it's fun to... Because I like to hunt, I started hunting with your grandpa 3 years ago, and squirrels are fun because they make a little bit more of a challenge. They move around a lot, and there's a lot more of them in the woods than deer, so they're fun to hunt, and they provide pet food.
Interesting.
Grandpa likes to eat them, but Susie and I really don't, so we just feed them to Lucy usually.
And so what do you think, Hannah? Would you like to eat squirrel?
No, I would not
want
to.
Are you sure? When I was your age, we had big squirrel dinners, and we all ate squirrel.
Actually, Uncle Brian showed me. They looked very gross.
Your great-grandma Mead made a delicious braised squirrel.
Uncle Brian, what do you miss about Ohio when you're in Maine?
Mainly you guys, because... Yeah, maybe mainly you guys. Hanging out with you guys, watching videos with you guys, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's too weird for him to watch kids' videos by himself when we're in Maine.
Yes. Whenever I watch Phineas and Ferb by myself, the neighbors start to wonder.
I can understand that. What is your favorite garden plant?
My favorite garden plant?
I don't think there's an ice cream plant, so he probably doesn't have one.
Herb-wise, like... mint, peppermint, anything, really.
That is a good question, as I do not have a favorite garden plant, but I do like tomatoes, so I guess a tomato plant would probably be my favorite, maybe? Herb-wise, I would say mint is good, because Aunt Susie made me mint chocolate chip ice cream once with mint from the garden. So.
What do you like? Do you like to garden? And what do you like about gardening?
I don't particularly like to garden, but I like to make Aunt Susie happy, and so I work for her. But, yeah, gardening, to me, I like the setting things up, and I like the order of it, and I like... working on different systems, so whether it be a watering system or something like that. But the gardening part, you know, I do it because Aunt Susie likes it.
All right. Now for some questions for Aunt Susie.
Thank goodness.
What is your favorite plant in the garden?
I'd have to say probably an Annabelle hydrangea.
Ah. Which is your favorite pet?
Dexter.
What do you like about Maine?
I have good soil in the garden.
What do you miss about Ohio?
A couple little redheads.
What do you like about your land?
That it has really good soil, and I have chickens.
And now for some questions for my younger sister. What is it like to be a niece of Aunt Susie and Uncle Brian?
Because they're fun to be with, and they're nice, and they have good ideas.
What is Aunt Susie's favorite recipe that you like? I know this one will be very easy for you.
Her buns.
What do you think of Susie and Brian moving to Maine? What do you think of Susie and Brian moving to Maine, personally?
I don't know.
What would you do if you went to live with them for a month in Maine?
Play with Lucy.
Do you
she
like,
would like that.
Do you like your ducks? Their ducks, really?
They're pretty cute and look like a different duck I've seen.
What's your favorite of Aunt Susie and Uncle Brian's pets?
Lucy.
The Chiotes.
Yeah. We call her Woosie sometimes. Do you like to garden? Do you like to garden?
I like the beginning part, making holes, planting, and covering, but I don't like weeding and doing the other stuff. But digging potatoes isn't so bad either.
Okay, now Heidi has some questions. Go ahead, Heidi.
My questions are for both of you. So, what is it like blogging and things like that?
It's really not that exciting, but I enjoy doing it. It's a great way to be creative. And to write and to do things. It's kind of like keeping a journal or a diary. So it's just doing it online where other people can read it. So it's kind of weird that other people read it sometimes. But Brian doesn't really blog.
I just write the code for the blog and I enjoy it.
Aha.
When you podcast, do you ever stop to think of what to say? Like, forget your lines or something?
Not really. We usually just sit down and talk. Since we don't usually plan out a lot of what we're going to say, we just kind of sit down and chat.
We usually start off with notes, just to make sure that we stay on track, because I have a tendency to ramble. And so if I don't have notes, then... you know, don't have a wife that's staring at me, you know, telling me that I'm going on a little too much, then, yeah, we'd get off track. So we don't plan too much, though, and so we don't have lines to forget.
Ah.
When you are in the garden, do your pets ever, like, come up and bug you?
Not often. They're usually walking around, and sometimes Dexter and the little cat come up and rub on my legs, but, not generally. They're usually just hanging around on the outskirts, you know, being good companions and catching mice.
Have you ever fed Lucy, like, some tinctures or some herbs or something from your garden?
Yes, I have. She gets herbs all the time. She especially, a couple weeks ago, she got into the chicken food and had an allergic reaction, so I gave her some astragalus tincture that I had made. But yeah, she likes herbs.
Have you ever done something just so that you could vlog about it, or did you actually want to do it?
Usually I want to, but blogging about it is better motivation to actually do it and to sometimes spend the money to do it. So I don't know if I've ever done it just to blog about it, but blogging about it's always good motivation to do some of the things that I want to do.
Have you ever run out of things to blog about? Like, nothing on that day to blog about?
Yes, every now and then I have those days, and usually I put up a picture of Dexter, and everybody's happy with that, because he's so cute.
Aw.
So then how do you come up with stuff to blog about?
Usually I come up with ideas of, it depends, what I'm doing outside, what I'm planting, what I'm harvesting, just things that are going on that day, that week. I get a lot of inspiration from all the books that I read. But yeah, it's just one of those, it's usually just kind of a journal. So it's about what I'm doing at that time. So yeah, so that's how I come up with the topics.
When you went to Maine, is there something you found out that you hadn't, like something good that you hadn't planned on like finding out?
Yeah, we ended up, we're meeting tons of great new people, and we figured we would, but we didn't know that we would meet a lot of great new people right away. So that's been really great, you know.
Cool.
And now I believe we have some trivia questions that we are going to be answering, and later on they have some questions for me.
And me.
All right, so here's some trivia. Where was Susie born?
I believe Columbia.
That is correct. So this is for Heidi now. What insect has Susie fried and eaten?
Ants.
That's correct. What is Susie's favorite pet?
Dexter.
That's right. That one was answered earlier.
That's obvious.
Name some interesting animals Susie has had as pets when she was younger, along with your mom and your Uncle Alex. Do you know some interesting pets we had when we were kids?
A dog that could climb a ladder?
I don't think so. We had some dogs, but what else?
I'm not quite sure about that one. Mom never really told us about the pets. She only told us stories and like where Aunt Susie was born. We know that stuff, but not that.
Yeah. Well, we did have a pet monkey once.
Oh, yes. And canaries.
Yes. And we had lots of little birds, little parrots, little parakeets, all kinds of stuff. And then before, I don't remember it, but from what I've heard, we had a pet armadillo.
Oh, my goodness.
I was too young to remember that. Lots of dogs, lots of guinea pigs, lots of cats.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah, snakes. Lots of snakes, too. My dad really likes snakes, so we had lots of snakes. All right, so what's Brian's favorite color?
Green?
I don't even know what Brian's favorite color is.
What's Susie's favorite color?
Pink and brown, I think.
I don't know. I'd have to say, like, lime green.
Ah.
So, oh, what is Uncle Brian's favorite food?
Ice cream.
That is correct.
Because how did I know?
He must like it.
What is Susie's favorite food?
You must like seafood, I guess.
Lobsters.
I like seafood, yes. That's very good. How old are Susie and Brian?
This
could be dangerous.
You... Aunt Susie is 36.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Brian.
I'd say 38, maybe 39. Let me guess, I'm wrong.
Uncle Brian is 36 as well.
Ah. You guys are younger than Mom and Dad.
Yeah, I'm 2 years younger than your mom.
That's how I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one for you guys. I'm sure your mom's probably told you this. How did Grandma Mead, which is my mom, go to her first hospital appointment when she was pregnant with Aunt Susie?
We have no clue.
You don't have an...
Mom never told us that.
Oh, by an airplane.
Never. Oh, yeah.
What?
Because wasn't a hospital in the little town in the jungle that she lived in.
Uh-huh. Was it Grandpa's possibly plane?
No, it wasn't. That was before Grandpa's plane. Okay. What interesting vehicle did Aunt Susie ride home from church in sometimes?
Plane.
A plane?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was one. Also a big truck. Like a big cattle truck. All right, so now we have some questions for Miss Hannah.
Okay.
So, Miss Hannah, what's your favorite garden plant?
I'd have to say mint because I like to go outside. We have some in our yard, but Dad accidentally sprayed it with some poison, so I'm not allowed to eat it anymore. But I am allowed to pick it up, and I like squishing it between my fingers, rolling it, and then sniffing it. It smells so good. Sometimes I just want to take it into my room and lay it on my dresser, but unfortunately we can't because we're selling our home.
What's your favorite vegetable and what's your least favorite vegetable and why?
Sweet potatoes, because sometimes Mom likes to make sweet potatoes and regular potatoes because I like them all mashed up. My least favorite, can I have at least three?
Three least favorites? All right, you
green
can have
peppers,
three.
Onions, and any regular peppers. Any, I do not
so
like.
So any peppers you don't like.
Those.
And you don't like onions.
No, I have no.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
I do not like that.
How can you be a member of this family and not like onions?
Aunt Susie, am I allowed to be a picky eater?
I don't think you're a member of this family. You must be adopted.
No, I am not.
So adopted. Do you guys have a big garden, right? How big would you say your garden is?
3.5 acres, maybe.
one
third of an acre.
Oh, okay.
I'm confused. It's very, 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 very big.
You were pretty close, Hannah. I'm sure it feels like 3.5 acres when you're hoeing, right?
We don't hoe. We weed.
Oh, you weed by hand on your hands and knees, right?
Yes, and that is
like
my
Cinderella.
Most favorite chore. I do not like that, especially because now we have thistles. But fortunately, we are not doing it next year. Yes.
So what do you like about gardening?
I like getting the food out. I like, well, the one thing I like is being able to pick corn without getting those leaves on my arms. They just make my arms really itchy. It is, they're really itchy.
So what animal do you think Aunt Susie and Uncle Brian should get next?
A cow, that's easy. So they can make their own cheese and butter.
Oh, do you have any idea what kind of cow? Have you done any research on this topic?
No, maybe a Jersey.
All right. So, what kind of animals do you guys have?
We have a guinea pig, that and a dog that my grandma keeps for us because my dad doesn't like dogs. But the guinea pig is very interesting because she is very, 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 very fat and likes to squeak in the middle of school or when my mom is peeling carrots. You can't feed her potato peelings because they can be very poisonous to her. She's come to know the sound of Mom peeling carrots. So when Mom's peeling carrots, there's that certain sound of carrots that she likes to squeak. She doesn't do it with potatoes. She
just
does
carrots,
it
huh?
just carrots.
She's
knows
smart.
That sound.
What else does she like from the garden? I know Grandma grows something in the garden that your guinea pig really likes. What is it?
Carrot tops.
And?
Parsley.
That's right.
She had a daughter, but she unfortunately died. She was my favorite one.
And what was her name?
Beatrice.
And what's your guinea pig now's name?
Patch. You did a blog post about Beatrice.
Yeah.
One time.
Yep.
Because I did a Christmas present about her for Grandpa.
So is there anything else you'd like to tell?
Not
our
really.
Our listeners here on the podcast?
Not really, no? Other than
you have any
I
other
really
stories you want to share?
Miss.
Some fun things you've done with Uncle Brian and Aunt Susie?
Yeah, I have this one funny story. One day, it was my birthday, and they decided, Hannah, I had gotten a certificate for Chuck E. Cheese, and so we had decided, okay, that I would spend the night at their house with Heidi after we went to Chuck E. Cheese, and I was like 6, maybe 7. I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I was very young, And we were sleeping on a blow-up bed, and Aunt Susie and Uncle Brian had locked Lucy in the office. But they tell me now that the office lock doesn't really work. Well, she unlocked it somehow and got to the foot of the blow-up bed, and we woke up the next morning to see Lucy sitting there, and I was absolutely horrified and surprised, and I was so very, very surprised, and I would not believe Lucy did regularly do that because she has never opened a door before and never will.
Again.
Yes.
I wonder how that happened.
I have no
idea.
It
couldn't be little children. Let her out.
No way, Jose. I was sleeping the whole time.
Lucy unlocked the door all by herself and got out of the office.
Yes, she did. And the funny thing is whenever we visit, the cats go down to the basement. But when we are here at Grandma's house, Tommy likes to come over because I feed him snacks. A lot of snacks.
Me too.
So any stories you want to share, Heidi? I know you have lots of stories.
Like my sister told you, I went along to Chuck E. Cheese and played about a zillion horse games in a row.
You guys loved that, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. Last month we went to, the beginning of last month, we went to Gila Beach and we, swam. We pretty much had it all to ourselves. And we had lots of fun.
No, this was at Lake Erie.
Lake Erie, Beulah Beach. And we came home after spending one night. And the day after we came home, we went to Kentucky to visit my grandpa.
Which is my dad.
Yeah. Because he's a professor at Kentucky University.
College.
And we spent two nights there, and we had some fun, and we went around and did stuff.
We went to the family cemetery.
And then we went home.
So what do you think about long car rides? Do you like them?
No.
How long was the ride down to Kentucky?
Five hours?
And what did you do during those 5 hours?
We read, we listened to a tape, maybe once or twice.
You like to read, don't you?
Yes, but I don't get much out of it when we're in the car.
No, it's hard to read in the car.
We also listened to Jackie Velasquez.
We hooked my sister's iPod up to it and listened to some songs and some audio and stuff. Pretty much we talked about when we'd get there and what we'd do.
I bet you talked about gardening, huh?
No.
So, what's your favorite garden plant, Heidi?
Maybe yellow persimmon tomato plant?
Oh, that's right. You love tomatoes, especially the yellow persimmon tomato, huh? And yeah. What's your favorite vegetable and your least favorite vegetable and why?
My least, I don't know if I have a least favorite.
You're pretty adventurous, huh?
But my favorite is cabbage.
You like cabbage?
Yeah.
You even like sauerkraut, don't you?
Yeah, I like.
And you like pickled beets, too.
Yeah, and I like green peppers and yellow persimmon tomatoes and cauliflower and broccoli. I like a lot of veggies.
You have a lot of similar tastes that I do. I like a lot of veggies, too. So do you like to garden? You guys have a big garden. Do you love going out and working in the garden, or do you hate it?
Well.
And what parts do you like? What parts do you dislike?
I like the beginning parts of digging rows and planting and covering up. And sometimes I like watering. Sometimes I like spreading our lawn clippings around the plants. And I dislike weeding and picking and stuff like that. I don't like working in the hot sun.
So, what animal do you think Aunt Susie and Uncle Brian should get next?
A dog just like Lucy.
Oh, another dog just like Lucy. I'm surprised you didn't say a horse.
Maybe a more energetic dog?
Aw, Lucy's old.
Yeah. And sweet.
Yes, she is sweet. What about a donkey? You think we should get a donkey?
Maybe some sheep so the donkey could protect some of the sheep.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What about goats?
My dad would very much like that.
Yeah. What about rabbits?
Oh. I thought you were getting rabbits.
We probably will eventually.
Uncle Brian said that places that you would sell them for meat rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And I read over his shoulder. He was reading about it on his iPad. And it said that they don't really like colored rabbits. They just like white rabbits.
Oh, yeah?
He said they would do. I asked him what they would do with the colored rabbits. And he said give them to Lucy.
I don't like the thought of killing rabbits.
Because she wants one.
You want a rabbit?
Yes, I want a rabbit very much. One of the other animals I would like is a dog, not one like the one we already have.
So if you guys buy a farm, what animals would you put on it?
Horses.
Yeah.
And
how many horses?
As many as my dad would get. And I would want a dog. My mom wants a lab. They have soft mouths.
Would you guys get chickens?
Yes.
Probably. And goats.
What about guinea pigs? Would you get more guinea pigs? Make a little guinea pig tractor?
Not really.
I would want a male guinea pig so we can mate the one we have already.
And have little baby guinea pigs?
Yeah.
They're tiny.
They would be cute.
They would only be an inch or two long.
Did you know I was talking to Martha from Martha's Farm yesterday, and she talked about how in Ecuador, she's a Indian, and she said that they eat guinea pigs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. People in other countries eat things that we don't eat here in the United States, like ants, fried ants, which we ate growing up in Colombia and loved. And your uncle or your grandpa, Mead, he ate monkey once when he was out in the jungle visiting someone.
Our grandpa likes to make awful jokes about we should eat patches up for dinner.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for being with us today. We definitely appreciate it. I'm sure our listeners will really enjoy hearing from you guys.
Thank you for letting us come. We really enjoyed it.
I don't know if Mr. Chiotz wants to say anything, but no, he's shaking his head no. I don't know the send-off.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.